Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, Text 26. Uddhava uvacha nanu te tatva samradhya rishi kaushauravo antike sakshad bhagavatadishto martya lokam chahasata uddhava vacha nanute tatva samradhya rishikausho ravantike Shakshad Bhagavatadishto Martyalokam Jihasata Uruvavacha Nanate Tatva Samradhya Rishikausha Ravostike Shakshad Bhagavatadishto Martyalokam Jihasata Uddhava Vacha Nanute Tatva Samradhya Rishikasha Ravantike Sakshat Bhagavata Dishto Martyalokam Jihasata Uddhava Vacha Nanute Tatva Samradhya Rishikausha Revantike Sakshat Bhagavata Adishto Martyalokam Jihasata Uddhava Vacha Namaste Tatva Samradhya Rishikausha Ravantike Sakshad Bhagavata Adishto Martyalokam Jihasata Ravacha Anute Tatva Samradhya Rishikausha Ravantike Sakshad Bhagavata Adishto Martyalokam Jihasata Nanute Tatva Samradhya Rishikausha Ravantike Sakshad Bhagavata Adishto Natyalokam Jihasata Vaishnavis Uddhava Vacha Nanute Tatva Samradhya Rishikausha Ravantike Sakshad Bhagavata Adishto Martyalokam Jihasata Uddhava Vacha Anu taste of the samradhya. Rishika Sharavantike. Sakshad Bhagavata Adisto. Marki Lokam Jihasata. Marki Lokam Jihasata. Sorry about that. Marki Lokam Jihasata. Uddhava Vacha. Uddhava said, Nanu, however, te of yourself, sarva samradhyaha, one who is worshipable, for reception of transcendental knowledge, rishihi, learned scholar, kaushalravaha, maitreya, the son of Kusaru. Antike, staying nearby. Sakshat, directly. Bhagavata, by the personality of Godhead. Adishtaha, instructed. Martilokam, mortal world. Jihasata, while quitting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Uddhava said, you may take lessons from the great learned sage Maitreya, who is nearby and who is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. He was directly instructed by the personality of Godhead while the latter was about to quit this mortal world. Purport. Although one may be well versed in the transcendental science, one should be careful about the offense of Maryada Vatikrama, or impertinently surpassing a greater personality. According to scriptural injunction, one should be very careful of transgressing the law of Maryada Vatikrama, because by doing so, one loses his duration of life, his opulence, fame, and piety, and the blessings of all the world. To be well-versed in the transcendental science necessitates awareness of the techniques of spiritual science. Uddhava, being well aware of all these technicalities of transcendental science, advised Vidura to accept Uddhava as his spiritual master. But Uddhava did not accept the post because Vidura was as old as Uddhava's father, and therefore Uddhava could not accept him as his disciple, especially when Maitreya was present nearby. The rule is that in the presence of a higher personality, one should not be very eager to impart instructions, even if one is competent and well-versed. So Uddhava decided to send an elderly person like Vidura to Maitreya, another elderly person, but one who was also well-versed because he was directly instructed by the Lord while the Lord was about to quit this mortal world. Since both Uddhava and Maitreya were directly instructed by the Lord, both had the authority to become the spiritual master of Vidura or anyone else. But Maitreya, being elderly, had the first claim to becoming the spiritual master, especially for Vidura, who was much older than Uddhava. One should not become eager to become a spiritual master cheaply for the sake of profit and fame, but should become a spiritual master only for the service of the Lord. The Lord never tolerates the impertinence of Maryadavyatikrama. One should never pass over the honor due to an elderly spiritual master in the interest of one's own personal gain and fame. Impertinence on the part of the pseudo-spiritual master is very risky to progressive spiritual realization. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So this temple room, to me, is a very amazing scene. It's reminiscent of the sacrifice of the sages at Naimisharanya, who had gathered to hear the... Okay. So... this scene in the temple room is reminiscent of the sages at Naimisharanya Forest gathered to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of the Bhagavatam, for the benefit of the fallen souls of the Kali Yuga. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions this Maryadavyatikrama, impertinently surpassing a greater personality. And I looked as part of the research for this class, and it seems from what I can detect from the Veda base that this purport is the only places where Srila Prabhupada directly mentions this term, Maryadavyatikrama. But it's pretty clear what he means, that one shouldn't impertinently surpass a greater personality. So, and especially in terms of dealings with spiritual master. Apparently there are different considerations in this particular case. One of them being age. You know, because Vidura was an older person, much older than Uddhava, it was considered appropriate for him to take initiation from another elderly person, Maitreya. So there are intricacies to these understandings. And it's not, you know, if we go through the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not that in all cases the elder person is considered to be more suitable to speak or give instruction. Like we have the case of Shukadeva Goswami. At the time that Maharaj Parikshit had decided to fast until death on the banks of the Ganges or Yamuna, as it, you know, as it's described in different places, And all the sages from the whole universe, the greatest sages, including Vyasadeva and Narada Muni and others, had gathered to witness his final, King Parikshit's final moments. And at a certain moment, Shukadeva Goswami arrived on the scene, completely naked, and he was 16 years old, Srila Prabhupada states. He was 16 years old. The Srimad Bhagavatam also states that. And he was accompanied by a band of women, ordinary women, not high class Kshatriya princesses or wives of Brahmins, but street boys and women who were just following him around as he went from place to place. Nevertheless, in that assembly of sages, he was selected to be the personality who would answer the questions of Maharaj Parikshit. So it's not that in every case the elder person is given the opportunity to, or the preference in speaking. So nevertheless, the position of spiritual master is very important. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is instructing about the Varnashram society, and he speaks about the position of guru. He says, Acharya mam vijaniyan navamenyeta karhichit Namartya Buddhya Suyeta Sarvadeva Mayo Guru. He says the Acharya, the Guru, is to be considered as good as myself. Acharya Mam Vijaniyan. Navamunyeta Karhichit should not be disrespected in any way. Svamartya Buddhya Suyeta. One should not be envious of the bona fide spiritual master, or treat him or her as an ordinary personality. So, Sarvadeva Mayo Guru, the Acharya, is considered to be the sum total of the demigods in terms of respect. I was thinking about that. I think it depends upon understanding that this universe has a purpose. It's not simply an accident of evolution. It has a purpose, and its purpose is to allow the conditioned souls, first of all, the opportunity to try to enjoy themselves separately from Krishna, and second, and most important, to give the conditioned souls the opportunity to return to the spiritual world, to awaken their original transcendental loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And that is only achieved through the relationship with Krishna's external representative, the spiritual masters. There are different types of spiritual masters: instructing gurus, initiating gurus, the gurus who initially show us the path of Krishna consciousness. They're all representatives of the guru within the heart, the Chaitya Guru. Krishna is the original guru of everyone. Even though we may leave Krishna, Krishna never leaves us. He always accompanies us as our unknown friend, as he's described in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the City of Nine Gates allegory. Krishna, the unknown friend, remains within the heart even when we turn away from him. He doesn't turn away from us. It's stated in the Vedic literature, tad vigyanartam sadguruṁ eva bhagacchet. If one wants to achieve the ultimate in knowledge, then one has no alternative than to approach the spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession. So I think that is why the spiritual master is considered to be worshipful as the sum total of all the demigods, Sarva Deva Mayo Guruhu. So, because the demigods, they're in charge of maintaining this facility of the material universe. They're charged with maintaining it and ultimately destroying it, creating it. They have their responsibilities. But the main purpose of all this arrangement around us, is to bring us to this point, to be sitting and hearing and speaking about the teachings of the Bhagavatam, which is totally about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. It's everything one needs to know about Bhagavan. So it's the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. So another example, although Srila Prabhupada doesn't call it Maryadav Yatikrama as he does here, but another example of a personality trying to supersede a greater, more senior or elder personality is the example of Vallabhacharya in his, he was having a conversation with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he mentioned that his commentary on the Bhagavatam was superior to that of Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Goswami, who was the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. In many of his purports, Srila Prabhupada cites Sridhar Swami in his purports. He cites the commentaries of the original commentator on the Bhagavatam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not very, very pleased with Vallabhacharya. Of course, they maintained a cordial relationship, and eventually, things were settled between them. But it's another example of this point of not trying to supersede in one's writing or speaking or accepting disciples another more senior and qualified or even equally qualified personality. It's all part of Vaishnav etiquette. As I said, this purport appears to be the only place where Srila Prabhupada directly mentions this concept of Maryadav Yatikrama, but it's very well explained here. And, in terms of initiations, generally, it's the principle is, you know, as Srila Prabhupada explained, that as long as one's initiating guru is present in the world, one should bring prospective disciples to one's spiritual master, initiating spiritual master. And that principle was followed during, you know, Srila Prabhupada's presence. But he also said that if one is ordered to do that by one's Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, then one may do that. The normal etiquette is as he explained it and as it was practiced, but in certain cases, you know, disciples may be authorized to do that. And there are cases of that in our society, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and it's not considered Maryada Vritikrama because in certain circumstances it is allowed. So these principles of Vaishnava etiquette are important for us to understand, although there may be certain intricacies that we have still to learn, but we can keep this in mind, this principle of Maryada Vyatikrama. So I'll stop there. Does anyone have any? Okay, Bhrigupati, and then
thank you for a wonderful class. My question is, why didn't Sukadev Goswami observe the etiquette? Why didn't he, upon, you know, being offered the opportunity to speak, humbly say, oh, no, I'm here, I'm in the presence of Vyasadev and Narada Muni, and I can't speak, please, you know. How come he didn't do that?
Well, I don't know that he didn't, but apparently, you know, that was how it came out. You know, the Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't say he didn't do that, but neither does it say he did. So why things happen, I could speculate, but, you know, I don't have any statement from Guru, Shastra, or Sadhu that I can give right at the present moment. Is this a comment about this specific point? Okay, Archie.
Thank you for a nice class. I know you came in very late last night, but you plodded on and came and gave the class. So this entire incident of Parikshit leaving in this world is very obviously arranged by Krishna, the Super Soul. That's why Parikshit accepted it. He, like Prabhupada said in many places, he could have countered the curse, etc., but he understood this is an arrangement of Krishna. So by Krishna's arrangement, he was cursed. By Krishna's arrangement, he sat down on the banks. By Krishna's arrangement, all these personalities around the universe knew about the incident. It's not that they're following every single news on the Earth planet, all of them, but by Krishna's arrangement, all of these important personalities knew when they came. And by Krishna's arrangement, Shukadeva Goswami, who was wandering all over, came to the spot. So, obviously, by Krishna's arrangement, he accepted the role of speaker, because that was what he was destined to do by Krishna's arrangement. Yes, his father was there, and other important personalities were there who could have spoken, but this was Krishna's desire, that Parikshit be put in this position to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This was the purpose of his being put in that position, and somebody who was qualified to speak the Bhagavatam had to deliver it. So of all those that were qualified, Krishna chose Shukadeva Goswami, and he accepted the position. But that's because that's what pure devotees do. They do what Krishna wants them to do. This is something that we sometimes overlook when we're trying to explain things. But when you're dealing with pure devotees of the Lord, they do what Krishna wants them to do, just like Arjuna did. He did not want to fight, but Krishna wanted him to fight, so he fought. So even if Shukadeva, out of humility, maybe would have decline, he knew that Krishna wanted him to speak Bhagavatam, so he sat down and spoke. That's what he was prepared for his whole life. His 16 short years, he was being prepared to deliver Bhagavatam. So when time came to deliver it, even if he was out of shyness, would have said no, he was chosen, and he accepted the position, and he spoke.
Okay. Is this...
The Bhagavatam mentions that when Shukadev Goswami arrived, all the senior people stood up. So that's like a body language indication or body language invitation. We regard you as the superior person.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada says everyone except a few of the most senior ones, Narada, Vyas, and a couple of others. He also mentions in those purports that Shukadev was elected to the presidential post at the meeting. So that tends to mean by acclamation, you know, without a vote, he was accepted. She had asked to speak. And then you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I'm just very curious about this point because obviously everything is very clear in the scenario, the ancient scenario, where everything is, in the way it should be. But when we fast forward into the modern times, where Srila Prabhupada came forward and he instituted a movement which was supposed to save the world, and he utilized souls in all kinds of body, female and male, to perform the task, then if you start to apply this idea of seniority, and how is it then, in that case, that it's possible to, on the point of gender, discriminate against very senior women who we have in our movement, who have been very renounced and who are very learned, who could also speak and give their contribution to the movement?
Yes, as I said, these principles have intricacies to them that we haven't completely worked out or understood. But I have faith that eventually things will be worked out somehow in our society on this particular issue. It's actively under discussion and debate and voting, etc., trying to work things out. Maharaj?
Was there a point in time where Shukdev Goswami's authority was established? We know that he learned the Bhagavatam from his father, but what gave him an even higher authority than his father to present the Bhagavatam to all of these great sages? Was there a time of acclamation when it was said and it was noted that Shukdev Goswami was indeed the greatest of all the sages? That was my question. And if there was a point in time and everybody knew about it, then there was no question, and Shukdev Goswami would simply go ahead and speak with the approval of everyone. Nobody disagreed, nobody contradicted, nobody looked down upon what he was saying. So it appears that there must have been some point in time where everyone said, this man is undoubtedly the greatest of all sages. So that's really what I'm asking, if anybody knows that point in time, or if there is even a point in time.
It seems like this gathering was a key event, but maybe there is something else before this that happened. Does anybody know? Bhagavati?
Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport the consideration of physiognomy. In one of those purports dealing with that, that they could just, upon seeing him, these sages were intelligent enough to just understand from even seeing him that
yeah.
he was somebody really special.
Yeah, there's a description of his bodily form, his eyes being widely placed and very beautiful, all auspicious form of his face and limbs and his color, like that of Krishna. Yeah, so you're right about that, that his physiognomy, which I think just refers to the face, but his whole suite of bodily characteristics was considered to be extremely beautiful and transcendental. Yeah.
Quickie?
Go ahead.
Did Sukadeva Goswami hear the Bhagavatam from his father, or did he hear it from Krishna? I know Krishna was involved in having him come out of the womb, but did he actually hear the Bhagavatam from?
His father, it's described. Because, I mean, there are places where Srila Prabhupada describes him as originally kind of being in an Advaita sort of mood, you know, impersonal. But he quickly became absorbed in the Bhagavatam and was a pure devotee. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.